I'm Ken Schrod, spokesman for the Virginia State Corporation Commission. The following news release was issued by the Commission on Tuesday, June 5, 2012, in conjunction with an entry of an SEC order in case number PUC 2012-00008. This has to do with the Commission's final order that extends price cap safeguards for residential customers of Verizon. The State Corporation Commission has accepted an agreement between SEC staff and Verizon to extend for two more years the period in which price increases for basic local residential telephone service are limited to $1 per year per line. Both Verizon, Virginia's largest provider of local telephone service, and the staff of the SEC agreed that the price cap period be extended. The five-year period has been in place since January 1, 2008, and would have expired on December 31, 2012. For residential service, the safeguard now continues until January 1 of 2015. Basic local exchange telephone service is limited to basic dial tone service and does not include such features as call waiting, voicemail, and caller ID. Approximately one-third of Verizon's customers still receive basic service. The majority of Verizon's customers are on plans that bundle a number of services, and this price cap provision does not apply to such plans. For business service, the price increase limit has been $3 per year per line. That price limit is not being extended and will expire as scheduled on December 31, 2012. Pursuant to state law, basic residential and business service in all Verizon exchanges throughout Virginia are deemed to be competitive. In its final order, the SEC said, "This statutory provision does not change the Commission's duty and authority to monitor the competitiveness of telephone service in the Commonwealth. Such monitoring by SEC staff may involve, after notice and opportunity for hearing, a Commission review of whether competition effectively regulates prices." For additional information regarding this matter, you can contact me, Ken Schrod, at 804-371-9141. Any or all of this audio file may be used for broadcast or other suitable purposes.